guys, just a quick update. First, Gordon, he was out here but did not participate in shoot around. Still questionable for tonight.
Was that related to, I think it took a pretty hard fall in LA. Is that related to that?
My understanding was it happened in the Golden State game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rudy, the last couple, I mean, they haven't been bad games, but they haven't been the loser games that yet, you know?
Yeah, we're actually considering Rudy like a real player now, not an NBA All-Star at 22 after 10 games. That happens, you know? Guys play good and bad, and Rudy needs to get better. Go ahead.
Well, what do you want to see him improve on right now?
I mean, there's a ton of things, like any player. You know, I think some of the way that he's played defensively and the way he's protected the rim has made people forget that, you know, this is a guy who didn't play last year. You know, he started out playing, you know, this year 22, 23 minutes, so he's seen his minutes go up by 15. It's not like all of a sudden, you know, he's an NBA All-Star. And I think he knows that. I've said the whole time one of the best things about Rudy right now is his humility. So I think he's stayed steady through all this, and what really this does, it provides him even more of a blueprint to continue to improve. You know, and I think that's really the positive, the silver lining. And you always want everybody to play good, you know. It's obviously not going to happen all the time.
Is some of that strength and fitness in the season wearing down on him, do you think? Or
I don't think he's wearing down. I do think some of it has to do with strength. You know, I mean, if you took Andrew Bogut at 22 years old, you'd have a different player. You know, look at the guys that he's been matched up against and where they are in their careers. I think that that's obviously, you look at Rudy, that's why he spent so much time in the weight room and last summer, and why he'll continue to. That's clearly where, you know, he's not giving up length to anybody. So,
is there more of an emphasis that you've seen from opponents on him, and especially like on the glass or not?
You know, I think people have been trying to hold him up. You know, there's times when I worry about the way people have tried to hold up his roles. You know, I think just people that are trying to be physical with him. I think that's true of our whole team because you're so young. You know, that's what we're going to face consistently is people are going to try to knock us back physically. That was the Washington game when we got an early lead. That was the Golden State game in some ways, too. So,
you worry about injury or you worry?
I mean, he's so high. And when you know, those aren't the kind of plays that you want to see people make. I think there's good basketball plays and there's plays where, you know, they happen in a lot of situations, you know, this part of the game. And when he's rolling, he's particularly susceptible to those types of things.
Can I sneak in a couple of Duke questions?
Oh, okay, yeah.
How would you just kind of describe the mystique of the program as it helps in a tournament setting?
I think there's a sense that starts with Coach K that, you know, in that setting, that there's an expectation that there's going to be success. That can also be very difficult because the expectation that the other team has going in is the same, and sometimes that can result in maybe something tentative, but more often than not in the NCAA tournament you get people's best shots, and I've seen that in a few years where they've got beat early, where teams just, you know, they're so prepared mentally to play. Not that Duke hasn't been prepared, but it starts with Coach K, his leadership, and how he approaches the tournament. And I think that gives the players confidence as well.
What makes him a good tournament coach?
Everything that makes him a good coach during the year, but in a condensed period of time. I think the way he approaches it is a very finite, kind of systematic way of doing it, where you know each segment of the tournament, you know, each different arena, different region, is, you know, a four-team tournament. And it allows you not to look too far ahead.
And do you have a favorite story of Duke in postseason basketball?
Well, it has to be when I was playing, right? And we won. my senior year was Christian Leighton's freshman year. You know, that's on everybody's mind now with that special. That was the year we beat Georgetown with Alonzo Mourning and Dikembe Mutombo. That was a pretty special moment because we got to go back to the Final Four. And for me, it was the third time, but it was in Seattle, which was my hometown, which was a pretty special opportunity.
The trash talk started among the coaching staff?
Tony and Johnny, they talk trash all the time. So that just gives me even more reason to. Alex and I are a little more low-key. We'll see as we get closer to the game.
Is there obviously mathematically it's tricky, but is there any thought about playoff push right now, and what's kind of your thought about the possibility that it is still out there?
You know, I think it's the same way we've approached winning streaks, losing streaks. For us, it's been more about segments of a season and how we want to play and how we want to get better. I think we're in a situation where our record's improved because we've been focused on getting better. I don't think the playoff kind of awareness is, you know, necessarily going to improve our play as much as kind of a focus on game to game, moment to moment. I mean, that's, to me, that's where our focus needs to lie. And then again, the results that flow from that, you know, hopefully will be good the majority of the time.